This is James Coover with K-State Research Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Rarely do we get a chance to fix terraces this time of year after soybean harvest, but if at all possible, a lot of them really do need it. Terraces need regular maintenance to function properly, and this year we had multiple extreme rainfall events that likely did a lot of damage, overtopping and gully cutting into the terraces. Terraces are damaged over time, partly by surface erosion within the field, and by farming implements cutting down the ridges and filling in the channels. However, like this year, a terrace that is already in poor shape can be completely gully washed out within 1 year of an extreme rainfall events like this one. Kansas has a lot of terraces, with nearly 300,000 miles, we are number two in the nation for them. However, terraces are specifically designed with a specific channel width and ridge height. Besides the risk of overtopping, built-in terraces tend to have poor water flow, creating little ponded wet areas where water can't drain. In eastern Kansas, terraces are designed to handle a maximum 5-inch rain event over a 24-hour period. Tilling and farming on the field contours can actually act to build and maintain terraces over time. But given our small fields and large equipment, farming on the contours is difficult and rarely done. Checking terraces is more easily done after a hard rain, but major issues in terraces should easily be noticeable at any time. Generally, they are inadvertently noticed during harvest. Some minor reshaping of terraces can be done with certain plows or blades. However, major repairs could need a transit and a bulldozer level of equipment. The reshaping of terraces is primarily moving the soil from the channel to the ridge while shaping the channel so there is no place for water to collect. The terrace ridge is plowed up from both sides. Shaping the front of the slope will add height to the terrace, while shaping the back slope makes the ridge wider and the back slope steeper. Often, work will need to be done on both sides of the terrace channel, plowing out the soil in both sides, making the channel wider. Wide curves are needed, so it is important not to leave any plowed gullies, either in the terrace channel or on the back slopes. Loose soil will tend to settle, so it is better to make more passes and taller ridges. Without specific equipment designed for reshaping terraces, it could take a lot of passes and time to successfully move the soil to where it needs to go. Once the terraces have been reformed, it is necessary to keep the soil in place, so one hard rain doesn't undo all that was done. Adding cover crops and switching to no-till or minimum tillage will help reduce erosion considerably, and the soil savings effect on terraces will be compounded. If the terraces are reformed sometime this winter, spring oats planted in February or in early March can be effective cover crop before planting soybeans into the residue. There are K-State Extension publications and videos available on terrace maintenance, and it's a little easier to see the methods visually. Of course, technical information can also be obtained from our local Natural Resource Conservation Service office. If you have any questions about getting a hold of this information, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.